There's a real difference in life between having a job and following a passion. Jobs are things we just get along with and do. Passions are about following what's inside you. And gelato for me is about a passion. It's like anything that we do, whether you're a photographer or you're a journalist, you do it because you love it. You know, standing on your feet 90 hours a week could be a job, but if you love what you do, it's not a job. And gelato is as creative as an industrial process or an artist process. It's just a question of finding the passion that suits your style. So for myself, it really is about being an artist. In what we do here at Bella Gelateria, I'm really a caretaker of an old world process. I took the time to learn how to make gelato in Italy. I went to the Italian Culinary Institute of Fine Art and Pastry and took their culinary program. And I went to the world's largest university in gelato, Carpigiani's Gelato University, and went and took my beginners, intermediate, masters. And then I basically traveled around Italy just learning from the best of the best. I'd pick up the phone and I'd call and say, hey, I'm this guy from Vancouver. I want to learn how to make gelato. Can I come and see you? So I went and saw people. I saw lots of very, very, very famous people who were very supportive about somebody who was wildly crazy about doing gelato in a non-industrial way. I protect the process. If you give people an experience where you touch their soul and their heart with a flavor that reminds them of their childhood or a flavor that captures their imagination, you've given them an experience that lasts long behind the sale and out the door. So we would rather give people experiences and not selling them things. If you don't give them a reason, they'll never come back. So it really was about our brand identification and development was the fact is we developed around a style called old world handcrafted gelato where we don't use artificial bags, pastes, or industrial things. And it's the funny thing is everybody else opens up bags of industrial pastes and powders. Well, the reason is that it's convenient. Faster, quicker, cheaper comes into play for most people in the food industry, but it doesn't establish you as a brand, and why are you different? What do you own? And there is a place for faster, quicker, cheaper gelato in this world. It's just not my place. So I went to Italy, and I learned what was in the bag. So you would pay $8 a kilo for this bag of powder that everybody uses in the marketplace here, and you would open a bag, and you'd put water or milk, and you'd make something. Well, I was kind of that curious little guy in class, and going, what's in the bag? And they go, oh, never mind, it's just everybody relies on it. But what's in the bag? And they go, everybody uses it, just trust it, it works. And they go, so I would go into the garbage cans, and I would cut out the labels on the back of the bags to figure out what it is. And I'd go into the next class, and I'd go, what's monodiglyceride? What's soy lecithin? What's carrageen? Oh. So I was curious enough to ask the questions, and I chose not to open bags because I didn't want to add anything artificial into it. So where they pay $8 a bag for that little bag of powder they rely on, I make it for a dollar. Why would you pay $8? Because most people don't know how to make it for a dollar. And you can eliminate all the bad things and all the artificials and the flavors. And then you can spend your money on ingredients. So for me, it was really a strategy that suited my personality, which was to use the best of everything, to try and be unique and try and be different. We're a new business. We've been open since June 28th, 2010, so about a year and a half. And I'm still as excited and as hungry as I was from the very first day. I work roughly 90 hours a week. I get 2 days off a year. And I don't really consider it much work at all because I sit here and with passion I make a very, very beautiful product. If you reach deep down inside and find something that you absolutely love, you're going to be really good at it. And if you stay to that, you're going to be very successful. If you just follow your passion, you follow your dream and your beliefs, you're not going to do too bad. I owned an award-winning bread bakery. Help Fieldstone Artisan Breads on Crescent Beach with a partner. And we won Business of the Year Award. I was a film producer with Warner Brothers. I did that. I owned 3 art galleries and was a professional altitude climber with the Royal Canadian Geographic Society. And you have to have that desire. So I just always want to be the best at whatever I do. But for me, it's a passion. I didn't want to open up a Mountain Hardware store or a Maui Jim sunglasses store. I didn't want to sell anything. I wanted to just follow that passion. It's about art. Artistry is not about how fast you can make it. It's about a passion. It's about capturing the essence of every single flavor and making the best possible at every moment.